This is the Healthy Worship Team podcast, and I'm your host, Julie Engler. If you're a worship leader who's ready to get to the next level, whether it's to help your team thrive as your church grows, become a stronger leader yourself, or to add more creativity to what you do, you're in the right place. I've spent the last 20 years leading worship, and I want to share with you the best of what I've learned. I know you've got the talent. I know you've got the calling. Now let's talk about everything else. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Healthy Worship Team. I almost said the Healthy Podcast. I bet that is a podcast. I'm going to go check that out. Anyways, welcome back to the Healthy Worship Team. Like I said, my name is Julie, and I'm so, so glad to be here with you today. We are going to cover in the next couple episodes one of my favorite topics. In fact, when I get to talk about or do this thing, I sing a very specific song. We're going to talk about spring cleaning today. So it's springtime, Easter's just around the corner, and so I figured it would be a perfect time for us to talk about how to go through our stuff and make sure that we are making room for what's coming, for new change, for new growth, for new team members, for new healthier mindsets for the team, and changes that are coming. But before we move into what we're going to bring and implement, we actually have to go through and clean out what we've got. And so every year we use my family, Chris and I, we get a natural Christmas tree. Natural? A real Christmas tree? Yeah, an actual tree. I love it because I don't have to store it and because it's sweet and it's a good memory. And also I get to throw it away at the end of the season. And so I actually sing the song, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." I sing that when I get to start throwing away the Christmas tree and putting things away. Once I start doing the cleanup from Christmas, I also just end up going through things and I start to seasonally look through our stuff and make sure that we're getting rid of things that we don't need and thinking about the new year. And I love it. It makes me feel ready for the future. It makes me feel there's peace in the corners and the cubbies and all of that stuff. And so I want to just bring that mentality. It's the perfect season. It's springtime. New things are coming. And if you're listening to this podcast and if you're preparing for change or preparing for growth, it is the perfect time to go through your stuff and figure out what does not need to make the trip into this new season with you. We're going to cover three big things today. We're going to cover your stuff, your equipment. We're going to cover your song list, and we're going to cover your digital tools today. Okay, first thing is your stuff. If you're in charge of a worship team, that means you're also in charge of an equipment closet, maybe a backstage, a stage. You've got cables, you've got microphones, you have maybe have some instruments. You definitely have stuff that you've put away thinking, maybe I can use this again. So we're going to be super ruthless, and I'm going to talk to you about the things you need to throw away. And then when you start feeling uncomfortable, we're going to talk about why. So when you take some time, this is something you need to set aside a block of time, a half day, maybe even a whole day of your work day, to just start going through your stuff. And that's your first pass. You probably need to have 2 to 4, flybys of this area, depending on how old your church is, how long you've had your stuff. If you've had it for more than a couple years, you're still going to need a good chunk of time to go through your stuff, because already there are things that you can move out of there. If you are like me and you had a 40-year-old church that had already been through some clean out stuff, but it really had been a while. It had been many, it probably been what, five to seven years since there had been a serious evaluation. So you got the sound booth, of course, and you've got drawers that are labeled and that were done so well when they were done. And then you have the closet next to the baptismal that used to be the instrument closet. And then it started to become the place where we put the technology that became obsolete. So when we started preparing for change, it was my job to go and start going through that stuff. So before you get started, there's a couple things that you need to know, okay? If you're in charge of the worship team and you're in charge of the equipment, you do not need approval or agreement from any single person that you lead on that team. The only people that you need approval from is your oversight, whether that's your senior leader, your executive pastor, your senior pastor, whoever it is. They're the ones that need to approve whether or not you can get rid of stuff, okay? And they also, just a reminder, you have an important part. You're not powerless in that relationship. You have insight and you have swaying power. You actually, they probably are entrusting those decisions to you. They probably need you to make those judgment calls. So don't just abdicate straight to them. You need to audit your stuff, look through it. If you're not sure if you would have the clearance to get rid of something, you can go to them and ask for approval. And they will probably reinforce your authority to make those decisions. If they're uncertain or they feel like they should make that decision, that's when you can say, hey, this is what I suggest. This is why I think this is a good idea to go ahead and let go of this piece of equipment. That is actually a load off on your leader. That is not you overstepping. They need you to make judgment calls. They need you to be a good steward of what you have and know what you need and know what you don't need. They really don't want to waste their time trying to figure out if you need that cable or not. That's why they hired you. They need you to be over that stuff. So, but for all my people pleasers out there, raise your hand. That's me. Heyo. I don't want anybody on my team to not agree with me. Now, I'm pretty strong-minded and I have a pretty strong understanding of where we need to go and why things aren't needed. But at the same time, I feel it very strongly if there are people on my team who see things differently than I do. And so whether or not I make decisions based on their approval, I still have to work through that. I have to make sure that I'm not making decisions based on what my team wants, and I'm making decisions based on what my leader is asking me to do and what my good judgment is telling me that needs to happen for the team. So, why am I telling you that? Why am I telling you that you do not need your team's approval or agreement? I'll tell you exactly why. Because for some reason, someone on your team is going to have an emotional attachment to that microphone that gave them good memories in 2007, or they're going to have an emotional attachment to that one rickety mic stand that they remember was part of an amazing night of worship 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And so those are real things. People's emotional attachments, including yours, to stuff is real, and it's important to acknowledge it so that you can deal with it and put it in the correct place. Unfortunately, we have a much deeper emotional attachment to stuff than we need to. So, and especially if you're a musician, there are going to be things like instruments, and things that are going to bring up all kinds of great memories for you. That doesn't mean you have to get rid of it. I'm not telling you have to get rid of everything. What I'm telling you is that when you start going through your stuff and going through your equipment, you may have some emotions come up because they're attached to memories. Just because you have memories and emotions does not mean that that stuff has to stay. So let's just keep going. I don't want to get too deep. I want you to go through your closet, go through your equipment stuff, okay? And I want you to ruthlessly get rid of any piece of equipment that is no longer relevant or functional in what you do on this Sunday, for a weekend service. I'm talking about DVD decks. I'm talking about cables that you don't know where they go, that have connections that you're not sure. I'm talking about multiples of cables when you only have one thing that is going to need that. I'm definitely telling you that if you have any cables that you have set aside because they are unreliable, get rid of them. That I've heard, I know you've heard people talking about Satan attacking the sound system and the devil showing up in the sound system. No, that is not the devil. That is you using an unreliable cable that is failing you at a critical moment. If you set it aside because it's unreliable, it should not be in your closet because you should not reach for it in an emergency. You should buy a new cable and have it as a backup cable and wrap it up really nicely and put it super organized however you systemize your stuff, whether it's on a wall or in a cubby or whatever. It should look pristine. Cables are something that will cause more problem in moments that you need them the most. And so get rid of any cables that are unreliable. And if you're not sure, get rid of it. You need to get rid of any other equipment that's any other equipment, any amps, anything like that. Get rid of anything that's unreliable. If you don't know where the cable goes to, it's probably because it's obsolete and you need to get rid of it. It's better for you not to have something and to go get a fresh one later than to just have that crazy Medusa spaghetti bowl bucket of cables that you can't even navigate from. Like, that is truly, that is just chaos. That's chaos and that's stress, and that is a lack of excellence. So you need to go through your cables. If you have a spaghetti bowl bucket, you need to go through it. And if you want to test all of them, then test every single one of them. Make sure they're reliable, label them, and put them in a way that you can reach it quickly. I want you to get rid of tape decks. I want you to get rid of DVD decks. I want you to get rid of things that are just sitting on, they've stopped being used and you set them on the shelf. Get rid of them. Go give it to a pawn shop. Go, you know, get rid of it, donate it, pawn it off, whatever you want to do, but let go of it. If you have a brand new monitor system and you've gotten rid, or you've just stacked your old monitor system in the back, you used AVIOMs, but you don't anymore, there's probably a church in your area that still uses AVIOMs. Connect with them and give your stuff away. Also, Chris and I were talking about this, my husband. We're talking about, should you sell your stuff if you don't need it anymore? You know, if you bought a new drum set, should you sell your old one? If you bought a new, you know, amp or something, should you sell your other one? And what our recommendation is to, as much as you can, lean on the side of generosity. You can use that equipment, some equipment that's still usable but not necessary for you guys, use it as an opportunity to make a connection with another church in your area. Find out, connect with another group and ask them if they need something and give it to them freely if you can. At the very beginning when we were doing clean out stuff, there was this fear of the unknown. There was some hesitation with getting rid of things. Because why? Because what's your thought? Oh, we maybe could use that. That's one mentality, right? We could maybe use that. So maybe we should hold on to it. So yeah, let's just keep adding it to the bucket of crazy wires that we'll never actually go make our way through, right? But we might be able to use it. That's one thing. And then the second thing is, what if we have to spend money later, or, you know, it's bad stewardship to get rid of something that you could possibly use in the future? That is a poverty mentality. That is a fear of not having enough. That is a fear that God is not going to provide for you. And also, it removes your ability to be a blessing to people around you. This is a mindset that I really, really embody in all areas of my life, with my clothing, with our stuff in our home, and then when it comes to leadership stuff, when it comes to equipment, I carry this thing in my heart and it keeps me from being afraid of the future. And what it is, what I do is when I have something, even something that's, you know, it's not just total trash, like it is worth something, I don't sell my stuff. I give it away. I donate it, or I give it to somebody who wants it or needs it. Because I have been a recipient of that and I am very much appreciative of those things. And I also know that when the time comes, if I'm like, I don't know, maybe I could use that again later. I don't have the space for it. I don't have the time to take care of it or to organize it, or, you know, I don't have the space to keep it in an organized way, then I'm going to give it away and trust that if I need something like that later on, it'll come back around. And that's not going to be the thing that sends me into the poorhouse. And so that's how we treat our stuff at our church. We share what we have, but, if you're going to give stuff away, like I said before, don't you dare give any other church unreliable cables. Don't set them up for failure. Like, if you have like a young kid who's wanting to set up a system in their house and wanting to do music or whatever, let them know and be like, these are old cables. I don't know, but don't you dare give that to another church. Don't do that to them. But at the beginning, when we were doing our clean out stuff, we did sell some of the first things, and that was really, and it was because we were still fighting that mentality. So I would go into our, It took me several weeks of like clean out, like different sessions of clean out to go through, you know, about 10 years worth of stuff. There was so much equipment. There was so many things, so many old chrome shiny mic stands and all kinds of stuff like that, that were very useful and very beneficial before and were no longer needed. We had the ability to have a cohesive look on the stage. We had the ability to purchase new equipment in order to have good, not rickety stuff that was rusted out or stripped out. And so we were able to get rid of those things. And then there were other pieces of equipment that there was just still some fear there of like, we're being a bad steward by getting rid of stuff. And so one of the ways that I kind of built some rapport with some of my oversight was I told them I would sell it. And then I would just every week, I just come in with another little wad of cash and drop it on the desk of my, you know, one of my leaders and be like, here's some cash from the sale of this or that or whatever. And so, that just kind of, you know, I think that might be kind of helped a little bit, but honestly, looking back now, I think that any one of my leaders that are the same leaders that were there before, if I said, do you want me to sell this or do you want me to just give it to another church or something? They would be like, oh, absolutely give it away. Because as we have challenged ourselves as a church to grow, to open up our hearts, to open up our arms, to open up our resources, we have watched the floodgates of blessing come in ways that have been far beyond what we could have expected. And so that fear of, uh-oh, we're going to be a bad steward by not getting the most out of something, like we're going to get all the use and then we're going to sell it too. Like that is a mindset that can be grown. You can move forward from that mindset. And the growth mindset is, we are children of God taken care of by a very abundant Father who loves us dearly. We are going to be good. We are not going to get more than we need. We're going to use what we have and be grateful for it. And we are absolutely going to share what we have with those around us as much as we possibly can. And we will never lack. We will never want for anything that we need in order to serve the Lord. And that has definitely proved true. So if you need to, do not announce it. Do not get permission from your team. Do not get permission from people on your, you know, if you have your like people in your church who like to have a say in everything, but they actually don't have any authority in this area, you just should not be announcing that you're going to be getting rid of those things in front of them. Just go ahead one day, shut the door, lock it, turn the lights off. Don't let anybody know that you're there. Go through the stuff, fill up the dumpster, take the stuff to Goodwill, give it away, and watch as the people that use those closets and stuff start to like, oh, like it's easier to navigate. I'm not wading through stuff. I'm not looking through old tape deck boxes, you know, boxes of old tapes or, I'm trying to think of like what's more current that's obsolete because tapes are like, I wasn't even really going through tapes. I was going through CDs and we had like three or four maybe huge like decks of like 10 disc DVD changer players that were like part of our sound booth at one point. I filled up our dumpster like probably 3 or 4 times plus selling all kinds of stuff. So we had a little bit of a hoarding problem. I'm not going to lie. So we are not hoarders. As Christians, we are not hoarders. We do not hold on to things for fear of never having enough. We give it away, we share, and God provides for what we need. So the first thing that you're going to do spring cleaning is you're going to go through your stuff. Go through your office too. If there's stuff in there that you don't need, get rid of it. If it served a purpose at one point and it doesn't serve a purpose now, you have permission to move it out of the area because you want room for what's coming in the future. It's time to refresh. So I'm so glad that I'm getting to talk with you guys about spring cleaning and going through some stuff. In the next episode, we're going to talk about going through your song list. And this episode actually got broken up because I was so fired up. I was just going and going. And I was like, oh, I have way more to talk about than how much time I normally set as a goal for these podcasts. So in the next episode, we're talking about going through your song list and cleaning that up. And then we'll talk about digital tools. But I want to thank you so much for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, if it's encouraging and helpful to you, I would love it if you would follow me on whatever platform you're streaming on. You can follow me at the Healthy Worship Team on Instagram. And also you can email me at thehealthyworshipteam@gmail.com. I'd love to answer questions. I'd love to cover topics that are interesting or important to you. I'd love to hear from you if anything's helpful. So I'm grateful for you guys. I hope you'll have an amazing week. Get ruthless, get rid of stuff that's not serving you and serving your team, and get ready for some exciting new things coming up ahead. We'll see you later.